Welcome to the Blessed Podcast. It's Salke here. Happy April 2nd. It's Thursday. Welcome to episode 65 of the Blessed Podcast. I just want to give a shout out to Sam Crowley. He's the guy that inspired me to start a podcast. I heard him at a seminar in December, and he has a podcast. I think it's called Every Day is Saturday. So he inspired me. So thanks, Sam. Hope you and your family are doing really well. So I got a quote for you today. Good stories, some good news. Real quick, get you out of here in under 10 minutes or less. Inspired, motivated, and lifted up, ready to rock your weekend. Getting ready for Passover, or perhaps you're getting ready for Easter. Or what else is coming up? Yeah, let's start with those two this weekend. Okay, so let's go with the quote of the day. Here it is. I've been thinking about making decisions lately, and so this quote is inspired by that thought process, and here it is. Wherever you see a successful business, someone once made a courageous decision. I'll say that again. Whenever you see a successful business, someone once made a courageous decision. So I was talking with my wife yesterday about this one online business that I do, and should I post about it and this and that? And she's like, who cares what people think? So I thought that was great and tangentially related to making a decision. Look around you, everywhere you see, every house you see, every car you see, every person you see who's wearing any clothing, all of that is a result of a decision. So decision comes from the Latin Middle French word decis, which means to cut off, other options. So power of decisions is just huge. So here's some good news for you coffee drinkers. Hold on, let me find it. It's very exciting. I know I've talked on and off about my coffee love. Today I actually drank some green tea, but this is for all you coffee drinkers from the Good News Network. Perk up, coffee lovers. Protect your liver with every cup. In case you're wondering, no harm will come to your second largest organ if you've got a bean addiction. Researchers spent 11 years tracking the blood levels of four enzymes that indicate liver function is in nearly 28,000 coffee-drinking adults. And the results are good. The study, published in Hepatology, reveals that those who drank three cups of coffee a day had lower levels of abnormal liver enzyme than those who don't sip coffee on the regular, by about 25%. To boot, another study published by the World Cancer Research Fund found that it may even decrease your risk of liver cancer by 14%. The jury is still out on decaf, but who cares about decaf? We're talking about caffeinated coffee. So that's awesome news. Keep on drinking your coffee or tea. Tea is good too. It's all a good thing. You know, I think about the world during the Middle Ages when there was a shift from everyone drinking alcohol because they had to boil and ferment. They had to boil the water because it was so bad. And so basically everyone was drunk all the time. And then at a certain point, things shifted and they started drinking coffee. And my personal philosophy is that is when the Age of Enlightenment began, when people started drinking coffee en masse. So just want to talk a little bit today about the decision-making process. You know, there are things in our lives that aren't about us. And speaking of starting businesses, making decisions, it's never really about us, even though it seems like it's about us, you know, making money, creating a product, doing a business, doing a venture, whatever. It's really ultimately about serving someone else. It's about serving someone that you don't know. I just watched this YouTube video. I think I'll send you guys a link. It's just basically one person helps another person, does their random act of kindness, and it keeps going forward and forward until, you know, you see how many people are affected by one tiny act when you pay it forward. And so whatever it is you're thinking of doing, start it, because you don't know how that single mom is going to be affected by your business, your idea, your product, your service, how that person that's in a dark place in their life is going to be affected by you. In fact, there's a belief in reincarnation. And one of the ideas about that is that this comes from the Jewish tradition, but that we can reincarnate simply to do one favor, one mitzvah, one good deed for one person in their life. And you never know when that is and which one that is. So it's important to do a lot of them. So just rambling a bit today about doing something good in the world, because it's not about us. You know, for me, it's all whatever success I have now. It's not really about me anymore. It's about serving other people. It's about serving my family. And so however I can help you do that, let me know. And if you have any questions about podcasting, it's really easy. Just find me on Facebook, Saul.Kaye, or send me a message on Twitter, at Saul, Kaye. And I'm going to be taking off this weekend, of course, because it's Passover. And I will be back next week. We'll talk about matzah. We'll talk about freedom. Talk about coming out of the narrow places in our lives and coming out of slavery, whatever slavery looks like to you in your life now, and coming into freedom. So with that, thank you so much for listening to the Blessed Podcast. I hope this has given you value. You know, I had a little voice in my head today that said, yeah, you know, don't podcast. Who's listening? You never know, because I don't track all of my stats. But you know what? It's for that very simple reason that someone might hear this and share it with someone and share that with someone. And then 100 people later, someone's going to hear this and it's going to really impact them in their life in a powerful way. And I hope that's the case. So I appreciate you listening. This podcast brought to you by yourdailyinternetmarketingtool.com. You can find out how I get paid to hang out with my family, how I get paid to sleep. Go to yourdailyinternetmarketingtool.com. Hope this message finds you happy, healthy, and on your way to being wealthy beyond your wildest dreams, because when you become rich, you can help a lot of people. This is Saul K from the Blessed Podcast saying peace.